Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm admiring the birds behind you. That looks pretty cool.
Oh, thank you. I wish this was where I live, but this is a hotel room, unfortunately.
Well, it's still cool looking. And
thank
it
you.
Sort of fits your aesthetic, right? A little bit?
Yeah. A little bit. I like anything a little weird, so.
Yeah. It's been so awesome to sort of deep dive into all things Allison Pontier because it's just, you're fascinating. I want to start with the new song and the new video because they're both incredible. The song itself, I didn't actually know Hollywood Forever Cemetery was a real place.
Oh yeah, it's a real place. It's a real place that I love to go often. it's a cemetery in Hollywood, obviously.
Yeah.
And it is the final resting place of a lot of people that worked in entertainment that were in front of the camera and behind the camera, including like Judy Garland.
Wow. Did you write the song while you were there?
So, okay, funny story about the song. Okay. I had never been to Hollywood Forever when I wrote the song.
Oh.
I had just heard of a place where people that were in the golden age of Hollywood were buried. And I thought, wow, what an incredible place. And I had the song concept for weeks. And then randomly in the middle of the night, I woke up and wrote the chorus, which never happens to me.
Wow.
People have stories like that. And I'm always like, all right, those are just, you know, showbiz stories. But it happened to me once. And that's probably like the weirdest songwriting coincidence I've ever had.
It's probably Elvis shaking hands from the grave, sending you some songs.
Yeah, great callback. I loved it.
The video is awesome. I love the dress. That looks elaborate. Are you a fish or a mermaid? What's happening there?
So I wanted all of the people in the haunted bar in the afterlife to have something that was kind of different about them. And a lot of the patrons of this imaginary bar are hybrids between animals and people.
Right.
We had an Elvis character, who was played by Hector Ortiz in Mexico, who's like the Elvis impersonator in Mexico. He's like a poodle Elvis. And I was a fish woman. And
So
the dress was amazing. They literally finished it like the night before after I had sketched some ideas for them. And it was so heavy.
It looked heavy. And what input did you have on the design of the autopilot video? Because that video too was very, very cool looking, very retro, cosmic, cowboyish and whatnot. So is that from you, from your mind?
Yeah, all of the videos I have a really big hand in all of the videos. Like, for example, for Hollywood Forever, I'm like sketching the makeup looks and sketching the dress. For autopilot, I like Photoshopped a mock-up of what the album art would be and like came up with the concept. I really, really, really love that being an artist is not just the music part, which is the love of my life, but also everything else.
So where does that come from? You grew up in Texas. Whereabouts in Texas?
I grew up in Allen, Texas. It's outside of Dallas.
Yeah, okay.
It came from me loving movies, mostly like movie musicals. Mm. I really love movie musicals, like Little Shop of Horrors or West Side Story.
There's a great quote. I think it's from your bio, but it ought to be in a song if it's not. Screaming your weaknesses so loud they become your strengths. What a great and powerful line. And I'm assuming that for you is this new EP as well, right?
Yeah, I would say that's the blueprint of this past EP. My first EP was all about coming out and getting to know myself. And my second EP is very much like autopilot's about my phobia of driving. Chasing a Feeling is about my ADHD. Hollywood Forever Cemetery is about imperfect people and like loving them for their imperfections. Like, I just think that the whole EP is really about loving who you are despite your flaws, because the flaws are your fingerprint, kind of.
Right. So, deep question. Are you happy with who you are, where you've come from on this journey when you look back to yourself as a little girl to where you are now as a 26-year-old making music and making art? Are you proud?
Are you trying to make me cry on this,
No. I know the answer is yes. It's a trick question. We know the answer is yes, but I want you to think about it because you've had such a journey, right? And you're here now and you're having your moment and it's cool, right?
I have to be honest. I wake up every day and I can't believe that this is my job. I feel like it was a series of hard work and luck, like a lot of just serendipitous things. But to be honest, every day I wake up and I'm so excited, and nothing has helped me more like become confident, know myself and like myself than this project.
Yeah.
I've never experienced anything like it. But as soon as I started doing this project, it made me look at myself in a different way. And just doing it has transformed me.
Awesome.
If anyone I don't know, if anyone from my team was like talking to you when they first met me and I told them all my crazy ideas for this project, they could tell you how different I was. So it's in a good way.
That's awesome. When are you going to go on tour? I didn't see any tour dates. You got something coming?
So I want to go on tour in the fall. Nothing is, super confirmed yet.
Yeah.
But I will say I've been bit by the touring bug. As someone who has anxiety and thought I would be terrified of touring for the rest of my life, I've been bit by the touring bug and I can't get enough now.
Nice. Well, it's been great chatting with you. I know you've got some other folks to chat with. Really appreciate your time. One last thing to say to you. I'm sure you don't need to hear this from me. You've heard it from others, but I am very proud of you.
Oh, thank
you've
you.
You've done some
thank
amazing things.
I really appreciate you doing all your research and being so excited. It means a lot to me. So
song is great. The EP is great. It's great to have you a part of the musical family of that station.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, you too.
See
you.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.